everyone, and welcome to the Transform Your Confidence Show. This is a show about holistic leadership and advocacy, and I'm your host, Raj Gurn. Here's a bit about me. I'm a longtime serial entrepreneur who specializes in mindset, branding, media, communications, and marketing, and I firmly believe that great leadership and advocacy is predicated on the mission that everyone must benefit across the entire food chain. I'm an award-winning C-suite entrepreneur who has worked in the media and event space for the past 20 years with many Fortune 500, celebrity, and thought leader clients from around the world. At this point in my life, I seek to share my many insights and resources with anyone who wants to learn about holistic leadership and advocacy in a newly launched online community at the openchestconfidenceacademy.com, where I've mandated my entire organization to provide products and services that center around knowledge, action, and accountability. My goal with this show is to pull back the curtain, I mean way back, to bring you insider knowledge and resources on how today's changemakers are leading with intention and creating meaningful environments that serve everyone. I also want to help you reimagine what your life could be if you had a constant view from the top of the mountain. I believe that in order to get there and stay there, you need to learn from those who have a constant and unobstructed view of nirvana. These are not just the usual suspects, but the ones that sit in the middle of the volcano as the lava explodes to the top of the mountain. They are the crazy ones who change the world, and they are the ones that I want you to meet. Are you ready? Let's go. What are the general rules around hiring that you feel people need to know about? Because without getting this part right, the event experience itself could be a disaster and work against you using it as a platform to create authority for your brand and business. Can you share maybe some high points there that people can, you know, really, you know, sit with and you know, think about? Because that piece is the piece that is public facing. It is the experience that the attendees are going to have that really requires a very well executed and trained team of people to really make sure that it is an experience that people don't forget.
Absolutely. Look, when the attendee walks into the event, the moment they step foot on the property, you are already sharing your brand. So in terms of your team and hiring your team, not only is it already hard to find individuals who have the right reason to be there, to be a part of your team, but it's hard. There's a challenge when it comes to retaining and having the same passion that you do or the host does. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two different types of hiring that you can do. There's paid and there's volunteer. Here's the thing with volunteer. A lot of individuals say, okay, we're going to go to the schools, we're going to volunteer for this fashion event, etc. But you have to really hone in on what department or what type of student you want to come. Because if it's a fashion event, but you want them to execute an event, if they're a fashion student, then that might not work well for you.
Mm-hmm. They don't have the skill set.
They don't have the skill set, but also that's a catch 22 because you can mentor. Mm-hmm. So you can, when they come in, when you have your meeting before it starts, you can ask them, what do you want to learn about events? Here are your key leaders that we have that can provide that experience for you so you know for your future. But that to me, volunteer is very important to me, but what's even more important is their energy exchange and what they learn from the experience. Because if they come on and you're just giving them a laundry list of things to do and you're not helping them or you're not answering their questions, then why are they going to give their all for your clients, for mm-hmm. your good? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that is a number one tip for volunteers. And if you're good, the volunteers will follow you for years.
Right.
Raj, you know,
We've had that. Absolutely.
We still have it.
Yes.
We still have the youth who have now graduated, who now I mentor. So that's the value of understanding an energy exchange for volunteer. Mm-hmm. Now, paid. With events, it's not necessarily a full-time job. And we're going to touch upon it later on. It's not necessarily a full-time job. So you have to find individuals who are loyal, passionate, they're there for the right reason, and they want to continue to learn. Mm-hmm. So a marketing, PR background, advertising are things that I look to when I hire these individuals. And just a tip, the individuals that I have hired now were once volunteers.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So this is important, guys, for you to really think about, because people who do this for a living expect to get paid. And your expectation as someone that hires them is that they have a higher commitment level, discipline level, and also come with certain, you know, skill sets that you're hiring them for. People who are coming in from a voluntary perspective, it's going to be a longer onboarding game to train them. But the advantage is that it gives you the opportunity as the person that is able to mentor their journey, which is, you know, a whole other advantage as well. So, you know, I know from my experience of having done events for about the last 15 years is that a good combination of both goes a long way. So Jen, let's now move this discussion into events today. What an interesting time for, you know, events to be a part of your authority building and your marketing strategy. Let's talk about the obvious. How has the event scene changed post-COVID versus pre-COVID?
Okay, so there are different types of event planners. So if you're still not passionate about events during, I want to say it's post, then perhaps you might have found a different career in between the last 18 months of events evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of things that I had lined up with other clients. It would have been a prosperous past 18 months, and that quickly disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
However, being a part of the events industry for 20 years was the break that I needed to reset.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking, how is it or how has it been? It has been a challenge. It has been a journey. But if it's truly in your blood and that's a passion that you have, you probably would have continued to do events during, which I did.
Mm-hmm. And I think what the big thing there is, based on what you just said, Jen, is that the entire kind of, you know, evolution of the event experience has, you know, has changed drastically with kind of the lockdowns and there not being the opportunity so much for the live experience component of it. So let me ask you this. In-person events are a lot easier to create networking energy with, you know, online events being a lot more difficult to be able to do that. And again, it's based on some of the things that you've been talking about, that energy exchange, right? Because, you know, interactive experiences are a lot easier to create positive energy flow because, you know, mixes, mingles, having drinks, going for dinner, live entertainment. These are all kind of directly related to you being able to kind of have that beautiful energy exchange. This is a lot more difficult to accomplish with online events, which has kind of been the way that a lot of, you know, live events have had to kind of pivot during this time period, especially if their objective is to, you know, create, you know, opportunities to make money, right? They obviously needed to figure out how to pivot online. I want to ask you this, from your experience, from the conversations you've been having with a lot of kind of people in the event space, how have they pivoted the opportunity to be able to optimize that kind of quote unquote energy force from an, you know, live experience to an online experience? Like what have they said some of the things are that they've had to do?
I want to quickly talk about the different types of individuals that go to events. Mm-hmm. So typically, for in-person events, the individual that goes to attend, they're outgoing. They thrive off of interactions and networking and all the mingling. Now, the opportunity that has happened is that the online events, not only is it a larger reach, you're now worldwide, Mm-hmm. Your expenses are lower based on the experience you want to provide, but it also now can include the individuals who may have been protecting their own energies or their social abilities. They have a challenge with it. So you have now opened it up to individuals who might have accessibility issues, mm-hmm. who can now be a part of this experience. Of course, oh my gosh, digital detox, right?
Yes.
Like that's a whole other podcast, but with all of the online events that are happening, we have pivoted with the clients that I did retain and the events that I did on my own was those in-person experiences, the activations that we would have could be directly delivered to the individual's door.
Mm.
Right? So that is a paid ticket mm-hmm. to attend an online event where you can literally get the sponsorship items or the gift bag delivered to your door, which provides a beautiful curated experience.
Right.
Right. And you have the opportunity, you can wear the 4-inch heels that you wanted and your gown that you're usually uncomfortable in while you're sitting or you're standing. So it all is in the mindset of the individuals planning and the brands who are a part of it.
Right.
Of course, after a while for an event, you do want that interaction, online event, you want that interaction. And so the way that you can do it is through breakouts. So you can do breakout networking versus a host or an entire panel continuing to speak. That's mm-hmm. a different type of, that's an education. But if you want to collaborate and bring in the community, that's what you can do. And that's how I've pivoted. That's how others have pivoted. And I think now it just gives more of an opportunity to reach more.
Absolutely. You know, it's, just to kind of expand a little bit on what Jen is saying here, all of a sudden, you know, this online live experience is allowing you to be able to go into events anywhere in the world. So that's one massive advantage that live events, you know, are, you know, not so cost conducive because you have to fly out, get hotel, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing is that you get into virtual rooms with some major celebrity type personalities and people that ordinarily you may see from a far distance in a live event, you are seeing in the same virtual room as you were. What I've noticed a lot of my clients have been saying, a lot of event people have been saying to me, has really been advantageous because the interaction is a lot more informal, which then creates, you know, higher engagement and connectivity between the people who are, you know, hosting the event and the people who are attending, and also makes a lot of these more, you know, people who aren't really into the limelight, as Jen said earlier, it gives them the opportunity to be able to feel more comfortable and confident, maybe asking their question or speaking up and maybe feeling a little bit less uncomfortable being able to be a part of the discussion. So there's a lot of advantages of the online space. And of course, they're a lot cheaper, right, Jen? It's a lot cheaper Absolutely. To be able to be in those rooms. And I know from, you know, a lot of my kind of, you know, corporate executive clients, you know, a lot of founders, as well as, you know, subject matter expert clients have been saying to me that it's become a lot easier for them to be in rooms with people that ordinarily, you know, they may never have had the opportunity to be in rooms because now these same people are also challenged with the same thing. How do I get in front of the consumer? So they are coming down to meeting us where we're at, which is a fundamental, you know, pivot that's happened with events that potentially isn't really there so much. When you're going to a live event, you may not have the opportunity to be able to mix and mingle if you don't have that quote unquote higher ticketed or, you know, VIP, you know, tag ticket, which Jen talked about earlier. So a lot of these things are really worth thinking about, guys. You yourself as a you know, business owner, a creative, someone that's looking to be able to mix and mingle with people that ordinarily you feel that you may not have had the opportunity to, go into these online events because they're very accessible in that environment and it can really change the game for you. This is why, you know, places like Clubhouse have become, you know, quite interesting, you know, opportunities and platforms for people to exchange their ideas and get known in front of people that, as I mentioned, you'd never be able to have access to, even if you do go to those events, right, that are more live event experiences. Is there anything that you want to add to that, Jen, before we move on?
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's so many more opportunities by using Clubhouse where you can actually also be a panelist in one of these and share your expertise. But another pre would be a program like Slack. So you can have a conference or an event that you're going to have, but 2 weeks before you can create Slack communities. So if you have different types of panelists, you can have little communities that are subbed where if one of the attendees really wants to talk to that fashion mogul, they have that. They have the accessibility to that, to the media mogul, to the app mogul. It is fantastic what these platforms have done. I wish I had stocks in them before this happened, but there's different things like that. And I just wanted to share, and again, you can reach out to us. There are other ways is like Hopin, EventMobi, all of these types of programs that are accessible to you are... Automation is key nowadays, right? It will save you so much time. The subscription to those outweighs how much you would pay for a venue. Then you can provide these curated experiences that could be delivered to your end users' homes, which is better because then they have it and you can explain to them what the product is versus them grabbing a gift bag at the end of an event and then just going through it, not knowing what it is.
Right. You have an engaged opportunity to really be able to leverage them being almost one-on-one, which is the feeling you get when you're in an online event environment. I want to ask you this. Those events or those people who you know, need kind of sponsorship support to kind of be able to activate their events, the online space is a very different ball game to the space in person, because a big part of why, you know, companies sponsor live events is the experiential component that comes with it, which isn't so much there when it's a virtual environment. Although, as you mentioned, they can kind of deliver things to your home to give you an interesting maybe plan B to that experience. If you are one of those people that needs to bring in sponsorships, what are some sponsorship leverage abilities that people can do with online events? Like, what do people need to know about?
Okay, so sponsorship is also another level of marketing, which again, if you want to execute an event, these are all the things that you have to think about. But then again, you can come to the professionals who are more than happy to help. Sponsorship. Okay, so for online
sponsorship. It's such a big animal, right? It's almost like you need to pause for a second, right?
And I don't want to diminish other individuals that do social events that want to become event professionals. Mm-hmm. However, it is a journey that you really have to learn. A social event versus a corporate or a beast like what we do is completely different than one day event that you do. So sponsorship is key. If you're looking to do an event, you have to have that sponsor deck, baby. And if you don't know what that is, come to Raj, come to me. We can explain that to you. We can help you. In-person events, it's easy. You know, you have the logos everywhere. You have the step and repeat. People take their photos. However, there's a catch-22, right? When it's an in-person event, you have people engaged. Again, these are individuals who have signed up for your event and they are watching. Mm-hmm. So, much like you see in all of the television shows, there's product placement. Okay? So when you drink, for to get a sponsor to sponsor you, when you drink that sip of coconut water or that water, everyone is seeing that. So it's suggested subliminal marketing of your product placement, which you can pitch to your sponsor. There is also let's say, a sponsor who is doing, I guess, let's say cars, luxury cars, you can have a taped segment of that car and the host or one of the panelists in the car during these times experiencing it and why it's a good family car or a good electric car because people are watching.
So how is this being transferred over into the online sponsorship opportunity? Like, what have you seen brands doing outside of your normal billboarding, which is standard?
It, right? Yeah. So for instance, I just use the luxury car experience because when you do segments in an online event, you'll open, you'll throw in a segment, and that's when they can, that sponsorship money that they can put towards your online event is literally showing a commercial.
Yeah.
You're literally showing a commercial or a product placement. They do it on all, on television. Television is online. So if there's an online event, let's say The View or one of these shows where it's a morning talk show, that to me is an online event where you're watching what they're wearing, you're watching what they're drinking, what they're eating, what's in the background, and that's an opportunity for sponsorship. So think outside the box, think, put your marketing hat on, and if not, go to YouTube to learn about product placement. And that's a great way to pitch to the sponsor on how not they can, they can get within the community that your platform is targeted to, but now it's worldwide. Now it's all of North America.
Mm-hmm.
And a little tip is that also is a little SEO management, SEO, SEM, and hashtagging right. during your event and pre-event.
And these are the things that aren't really, you know, something you think about, right, Jen? It's really interesting that you're talking about this because on the flip side, for somebody who perhaps doesn't want to kind of have their own or isn't ready to have their own event in terms of hosting one, you have the opportunity to be a sponsor at someone else's. So you have the opportunity to put your brand in various capacities, depending on the level that you, you know, purchase, to put your brand in front of someone else's audience. So that's the other thing that is very advantageous to be able to do. And again, in the online event arena, this allows you to be able to, you know, sponsor events anywhere in the world. So think about that opportunity, guys. A lot of times when people come to me, they always kind of, you know, poo-poo the opportunity of events. But whether you are someone that is looking to host your own event in all of the various different ways that we finished talking about, or if you are someone that's looking to leverage or borrow someone else's authority and partnering with them or sponsoring their event is the other way to go. So really kind of think about where are you at with your brand strategy and your brand authority. And think also about events similar to, you know, media opportunities. These are ways that you can borrow someone else's authority to be able to, you know, automatically, because of the alignment, you become a subject matter expert and authority in your specific arena. There really is a long way to go in the opportunity of being a sponsor or a partner or a speaker at someone's event. Anything there, Jen, that you want to add before we move on?
No, I think that's it. And again, it is a lot to digest. So you can reach out to us for more information.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Because there's so much. There's so much. Yeah. And there's so many variables, right? So what we're trying to do here, guys, is we're trying to kind of give you more benchmarks as opposed to kind of, you know, what you could do in every opportunity, like just, you know, the things that pretty much every type of event should be thinking about and, you know, what the opportunity could look like in pretty much all types of events. So let me ask you this, Jen, do you have any tips on what brands can do to maximize building authority during online events today that perhaps maybe I haven't touched upon yet?
We've spoken about them.
Mm-hmm. I feel quite comfortable that, you know, we've tapped into kind of what that opportunity looks like. The borrowed authority being the key, right?
Collaborate. It's the best way to grow your community. You could be a small business owner who is making handmade candles to a super large corporation.
Absolutely.
Share and borrow other people's authority. So I think that's good for now.
Absolutely. So the scope of online events has grown drastically with the advent of technology also, and then it's been amplified with the recent lockdowns. So people are utilizing online events for more than experiential centric objectives today. The three most common uses of networking in online events are pretty much kind of authority building and marketing based. One being promoting your brand as an authority, two being creating community around your brand, and three, getting clients, making money. Jen, can you share your thoughts on why this evolution in online events to market your brand is a game changer for business? Anything that we haven't yet touched upon?
Here's the thing. When you have an online event and an individual purchases access to that event, it's evergreen. They can log on over and over and over again. If they missed a point that a speaker is talking about, they can go on, they can check the notes. And guess what that is? Creating brand loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really big advantage of online events right now.
Absolutely. Enough said. The line between online events and, online media also has blurred substantially. I kind of said that at the top of this discussion that, you know, the conversation that you and I are having today, Jen, could easily be, you know, siloed into kind of a, you know, media communications themed show or a marketing and branding themed show. So I wanted to ask you this. This blurred line is very kind of, you know, a huge deal that I feel people need to focus on. And the reason is that it has the same objective, whether you are in online media, or whether you are in online events, they both have the same objective of providing value to grow authority, community, and business enterprise. It's why the podcast space, it has exploded to this end. And again, like Jen said earlier, and if you're just joining us, I want you to rewind back and I want you to, you know, watch back, listen back, whatever it is, or read back. And go to that place where Jen said something that I feel is a really important crux of this conversation. And that's this whole idea that events are like TV shows. The construction, the opportunity, the experience of online events is like watching a TV show. And this is similar to kind of the podcast space and why podcasts have become a really great way to be able to, you know, find people to kind of add to your tribe and to create awareness for. Jen, do you want to add to that at all? I know that you're nodding and I know that you agree with me. Like what there do you think could be added to the mix? Because, you know, this whole idea of online events just kind of coming from live events isn't really, you know, the full story. It's kind of like the merging of the live event strategy and the TV show strategy coming together, aka online events.
Online
Your
events.
Thoughts?
Right. Here's the thing. You can go to an event for whatever reason you want. You can, I always say this, you can leave with a hangover and a gift bag. But why were you there? What is the accountability that you have to the person or the host or the brand who just threw that event? What is the ROI for mm-hmm. the individual who did that? With online, it really is the opportunity to blend in both. And then once you have that viewer hooked, then you can have an online in-person event during this time that's safely. But it's that individual for online can get hooked. They can keep coming back for episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, mm-hmm. which really is an online event. Like you can't, it is such a great opportunity for more individuals outside of the industries that we know of who aren't usually attending online events because Zoom has been around for a long time. When people didn't know what that was, other individuals such as ourselves, we already had the memberships,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
It's amazing. It's key. If there's a snowstorm, you don't have to worry about individuals having to drive in their safety because they can do it from the comfort of their home. They can do it with groups of individuals from their family or their own teams who want to socially distance in their home. fantastic opportunities.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing I want to add to what Jen is saying there. Usually when you go to an event, you know, that ticket is for like that one person or one person plus guest. The advantage here with online is if you're purchasing a ticket or if you are, you know, invited in for free, you could have your whole team sitting there listening in and watching and getting the same value, because all you need is everyone to be in that room with you watching this. That's the other thing that you want to think about as well. You know, there's just so many ways to leverage the online opportunity of, you know, the event slash media, you know, that is online events today. So to close off, Jen, let's regroup on the importance of including events to grow brand authority so we can kind of come full circle here. What do people need to take away from our discussion? Because we really touched upon many, many different things on how to host events to create authority for your brand. What are the couple of key elements that, if nothing else, that this is what they need to take away from our discussion today?
Goal audience.
Absolutely. And if people want to find out more, they want to kind of garner more wisdom and your experiential strategies, how can they find you?
You can reach out through our website at styleworthy.ca, and everything is there. Super easy, styleworthy.ca.
Perfect. And if they want to hang out with you on social media, where do they go for that?
Style underscore worthy.
Brilliant. And for anyone that is, you know, really serious about events, can you share a little bit about some of the services that you and your team provide? Is it like the whole gamut, or are there certain areas that you like to focus on?
It is the whole gamut. So it's planning, event design and decor, content creation within your event, and PR. So it's full-on agency.
Wow. And, you know, I can attest to Jen and her team's professionalism and just, getting shit done. I've worked with Jen on many capacities, and I really do recommend you having that conversation with her if you're looking at any size of event for any, you know, different opportunity. Because the great thing about the agency that Jen has, you know, founded and that she's created is that, you know, any size of event, she has the capacity to be able to really hone in and manage. And that's the magic, Jen, because, you know, me over the years, I've had so many different sizes of events, so many different intentions with my events, and so many different kind of, you know, experiences. And it's very hard to find the right people to be able to really understand how to be flexible enough and diverse enough with their skill set and with their resource pool. That's the other thing, to be able to make it happen. And I do, you know, really support Jen, because, you know, she's the one I work with to get my events in order. So thank you so much, Jen, for coming on and sharing all of your words of wisdom. And I really do encourage anyone out there that's looking to get back into events, looking to perhaps do an online event as a another opportunity, or just to, you know, understand more about the opportunity of why events are important to create authority for your brand and for your business, to reach out to Jen and have that conversation. Jen, you know I love you, and I thank you so much for coming on.
Love you too. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks to you all, guys, for hanging out as you always do each and every week. Me and Jen have had the best time ever. I really hope that you got some real value from our discussion and that you understand that an event play is a great opportunity to get your brand and business in front of new audiences, as well as to deepen your relationships with current consumers and clients. And I also hope that, you know, you also understand how accessible the opportunity is to be involved in an event, whether you are hosting one or you're participating in one in any capacity. For more trainings like these, please subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Open Chest Confidence Academy on podcast platforms at Apple, Google, and Spotify. Search the Transform Your Confidence Show. And I also encourage you to join our free coaching newsletter community. Just head over to our website at theopenchestconfidenceacademy.com /newsletter and join our free professional development incubator on Facebook at Transform Your Confidence, because that's the opportunity that you have to share your thoughts with other people as well as network. And I always pop in and answer questions. So I'd love to encourage you guys to just be a part of that community, because it's a place where, you know, we can really garner a lot of insights from other people as well as share who we are and what we do. Until next week, guys, I want you to always do what I always ask you to do, and that is take care of yourselves. Thank you so much for staying till the end. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Before you leave, I would love for your support by subscribing to my show and letting everyone you know about it and have them come take a listen. I would sincerely appreciate you joining me at LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Search Raj Gurn and the Open Chest Confidence Academy. Until next week, I hope you continue to cultivate your own ecosystem so that everyone in and around it is empowered by your mission to elevate them all. See you next week.